He hung up and I checked Zygo before disconnecting. The agent had on dark glasses now, but it appeared he was watching me. I faked like I had lost the signal and yelled hello a few times into the phone. I then closed it and reopened it and called Graciela's number. My luck was holding. She was home and answered. "Graciela, it's Harry. Some things are happening, and I need your permission to talk with the FBI about Terry's death and my investigation." "The FBI? Harry, I told you I couldn't go to them first, not until I..." "I didn't go to them. They came to me. I'm out in the middle of the desert, Graciela. Things I found in Terry's office led me out here, and the FBI was already here. I think it is safe to talk. I think the person they are looking for here is the one who hurt Terry. I don't think this is going to come back on you now. I think I should talk to them, tell them what I've got. It might help catch this guy."
"Who is it?"
"Robert Backus. Do you know the name? Did Terry mention it?" There was silence while she thought about it.
"I don't think so. Who is it?"
"A guy he used to work with."
"An agent?"
"Yes. He was the one they called the poet. Did you ever hear Terry talk about the poet?"
"Yes. A long time ago. I mean, 3 or 4 years. I remember he was upset because I think he was supposed to be dead, but it looked like he wasn't, something like that."
It must have been around the time that Backus had supposedly resurfaced in Amsterdam. Terry had probably just gotten the internal files on the investigation. "Nothing since then?"
"No, I can't remember anything."
"Okay, Graciela. So what do you think? I cannot talk to them unless you allow it. I think it is okay."
"Then go ahead, if you think it will help."
"It means they'll be coming out there soon. FBI agents. They'll probably take the following sea back to the mainland to go over it."
"What for?"
"Evidence. This guy was on the boat, first as a charter, and then he came back and snuck on. That was when he changed the meds."
"Oh."
"And they'll also come to the house. They'll want to talk to you. Just be honest, Graciela. Tell them everything. Don't hold anything back, and it will be all right."
"Are you sure, Harry?"
"Yes, I'm sure. So, you're all right with this?"
"I'm all right."
We said goodbye and disconnected. As I was walking back toward Zygo, I opened my phone again and called my home number. I then disconnected and repeated the process 9 more times, wiping out any record on my phone of the calls to Buddy Lockridge and Graciela McCaleb. If things went wrong in the RV and Di wanted to know who I called, it wouldn't be easy for her. She'd get nothing off my phone. She'd have to go to the phone company with a warrant. As I approached, Zygo saw what I was doing. He smiled and shook his head.
"You know, Bosch, if we wanted your phone numbers, we would have picked them out of the air."
"Is that right?"
"That's right, if we wanted to."
"Wow, you guys are really rather special, aren't you?" Zygo looked at me over his sunglasses.
"Don't be an asshole, Bosch. It gets tiring after a while."
"You should know."